Josh, I want to start with you because you're someone who, out of all the maddening ways of the past few years, and of course decades that we've seen people remain silent, you're someone who is an example, someone who chose not to. You're someone who spent years at the State Department, at the Defense Department. You've been in Washington, D.C. for so many years. I'm wondering, have you seen anything like this in your time when it comes to the level of complicity and the level of diplomatic and political cover and active military support as to what we've seen in the past 3 years?
Thanks, Prem, everyone. I haven't, but I really want to pull the thread on that point about complicity, because there were two things that stood out to me watching this film. One was just the sense of powerlessness that those who went through all of this, from him in the car to those in the Palestinian Red Crescent, were engaging with. But the second point, and particularly sitting here in the Capitol, is that of complicity. Because you did this. We did this. We paid for the bullets. We helped make the tank. We cut off the humanitarian assistance. We supported Israel when it did it. And we provided and continue to provide the impunity that continues to make it happen. You can't undo that. You can't give Hind back her life. You can't give the 20,000 or tens of thousands more than that of children alone who have been killed in Gaza back their lives, but there are things you can do. You here in Washington, in America, in the Capitol, are not powerless. You can turn the funding back on for UNRWA. You can block the damn bombs. You can pull back this cloak of impunity and lack of any form of accountability that enables this to go on without any sort of consequences. I think that's the takeaway, that in all of that pain, there is a voice calling on us, and we must act.